Dave and Jay versus the world.
Nice.
Oh, my fault. I thought.
Fuck.
Welcome to another episode.
To another episode
of Dave and Jay versus
Dave
the world.
Dave and Jay versus.
Don't
the
interrupt
world.
Me. Don't.
I was doing the background.
Don't be my echo, all right? You that fucked up good. The whole thing, Jay.
I thought it was kind of going pretty good,
I
actually.
I thought it was pretty good. I'll take it back.
You know
it
what
nice.
I think I'm going to stop doing?
What's that?
After 10, I think we're just going to go welcome back to Dave and Jay versus the world.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it for a while.
Just a little relaxed. Come in relaxed,
yeah,
you know?
Just chill.
That's a good way. You know, you up the tempo slowly. You start slow and smooth and buttery and then more and more abrasive and more bass and more angst and energy. So yeah, we could do that. We could start slow.
Yeah. No, I just think I think we're beyond, you know. We got to the double digits. I feel that we're beyond having to let everybody know what podcast number we're on.
Hey, Jay, they know who we are. I mean, come on. You guys know who we are.
Guys, our name is starting to ring bells out there in the
It is. It's getting a little
podcast
crazy.
Podcast community.
When I drive around to work, people wave to me. You know what I mean?
They're actually telling him his taillights out.
Yeah, people
like, hey, asshole. Hey, I know. Dave from Dave and Jay versus the
I'm
world.
I'm kind of mad you said that because it's 100% true. And I do a weird thing, too, where people pull up next to me and they go, hey, your taillight's out. And then I pretend to be surprised and then I thank them for the information. Like, I go, like, which? My tail? My taillight? Which taillight out? And they go, the driver's side. And I go,
Buddy, this is news to me. I maintain my vehicles.
Are you kidding? Thank you so much. Thank
you. I care.
And then they drive away. And then every single time I go, why the fuck did I do that? Why didn't I just...
Because you can't help but be a piece of shit.
I guess so.
It's just in your thing to lie automatically. So when some guy is trying to help you, you're like, oh boy, here we go. Time to lie again.
Here we go again. Why is that why? I guess it's because of the lie. That's why it's a piece of shit.
You're a fucking liar. It's ingrained in your DNA, starting at your great-great-grandpappy.
No, they're very honest people.
Through your great-great-grandmother who used to bang Thomas Edison all the way through.
Yeah, who did your great-grandma bang? Nobody of mention.
I know.
That's who. You come from weak cloth.
That's true.
You might be the strongest person in your lineage. I'm the weakest person in my lineage.
Well, here's the thing. Edison would have dumped in my great-grandmother. Okay? He didn't want to dump his seed into yours because he was like, you know what? Nah, I'm not doing it. I'm going to pull out. Because I don't want this guy to inherit my height and genius.
Thomas Edison pulled out of my great-great-grandma.
And that's why you're short.
That might be the most disrespectful thing you've said so far. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 10.
I forgot.
Jay landed the kill shot.
I forgot for a second that we're actually having a podcast.
That it's actually running right now.
I was just going in on you.
Hey, you know what's wild is I want to thank people for tuning in. And I think we always fucking do this, right? We're always like, thank you so much. Oh my God. But like, seriously, thank you guys. Because on the way here, don't fucking plug Rain Energy Drink during my heartfelt moment.
It's cool,
moment.
Refreshing. No, and, it's, you know, takes care of that.
No.
Quenched.
Don't do that in the middle of my heartfelt. Don't slurp. Disrespectfully into the microphone, you piece of shit.
I'm just trying to
listen, man.
Just trying to get some advertising.
I'm willing to look past
Dave and Jay.
Yeah, shout out to Rain Energy. If you guys want to toast your boys some cash, you know where to find us. But what I do want to say is, on the way here, very nervous, and I'm nervous before every episode, which is why I'm thankful for everybody who watches this show, because like, it's not fucking easy. Even though we come in here and we have this rapport and we have this relationship and we have a lot of fun, I have nerves every single time on the way here where like I have to listen to like Bad Boys for Life on the way here because I gotta amp myself up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Bump, 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 bump.
What you gonna do?
Bump,
what
bump.
You gonna
nope, that's
do
the other.
They come for you.
That's.
No.
That's not the. No.
Yeah. You don't listen to
that? I don't listen to that, actually.
Oh,
I could never watch. Cops. I didn't like watching Cops.
Oh my God. I liked it up until I got arrested. You know what the thing is? We
That'll
watched Cops growing up, and my dad rooted for the bad guys to get away.
I
kind
of
found
too.
Yahweh, and then he was like, get that son
yeah,
of a bitch.
Yeah, burn him in the fiery lake of, well,
there
there's no
go. Maybe he'll find Christ, bro.
Maybe he'll find Christ. I don't know. Something about watching people at their lowest moments
makes me feel good.
No, well.
Oh, okay. You don't like that?
I guess I kind of do because I do watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Intervention.
I don't watch Intervention. Remember that guy?
It's rough.
Remember the cry guy? The black dude?
Yeah. Yeah, he sounded like a Wookiee.
Yeah, he did sound like a Wookiee, but it was real.
His son was like, and the thing is, I still love you. Dude, and they put auto to that.
How disrespectful was the internet? How fucking shameful and disrespectful was the internet?
It's so fucked up, dude. And it's undefeated. It is undefeated. Nobody has ever beaten
that. But you take a man at his lowest moment where he realizes that no matter what, his son still loves him. And they fucking auto-tune it.
It was way more Wookiee than that.
It was, but I recognize that as, I call that a soul cry. When your soul pushes through your rough exterior. Yep. When your soul pours forth from your soul door, and despite your abrasive and hard exterior, you let out a soul cry. And I have those sometimes. They happen. I'm a very emotional man. Sometimes I'll watch a heartfelt commercial that'll choke me up for no good reason, or a good Disney movie will do it.
Yo, not for nothing. I was listening to the Innocence Project podcast when Rogan was on.
It's rough.
And he was crying, and I got a little choked up in the car, and I'm not the biggest fan of his anymore, but like I
still got a way of touching you.
I was like, go, got me right there,
right in the soul door.
Yeah, it really did. And I but the thing is, like, I've experienced like what it's like to be in the system, and I've seen,
that's what does it to
most
you.
Of the guys I've seen were guilty of shit though, but right yeah,
but not you.
Now I was guilty, but not guilty in the way the charges they like brought up on me were insane, because all I tried doing was shoplifting, and they got me in robbery in the second degree, two counts of weapons possession in the second degree, and then aggravated assault in the second degree.
Did you hit somebody?
Dude, no. The guy tackled me, and like when we hit the ground, like it was when we were like younger and we used to sag our pants, my dick was out. My dick was out of my pants. If this was today, right, I would be all over the internet. Oh,
World Star Hip Hop?
You would just see my plaid boxers with my dick.
Flaccid penis hanging, flapping about.
Oh, just, and my drunk face.
Every
and
which
my
way.
Dick hanging out. Dude, it was.
So, I mean, that sounds like you deserve it, though. I mean, number one.
I'll tell you what. I dip my toes into jail enough to know that I don't ever want to go back there.
Sure, sure. But that's the kind of thing. It's like you have to, when you're younger, emotional things really don't register to you. Sad movies really don't do it.
No, I mean, I cried at The Lion King when I was younger.
That's different, though. That's different. Everybody cried at The Lion King. Okay, and if you didn't cry at The Lion King, get the fuck out of my face.
So you're telling me you could be emotional only when watching Disney films.
Sure.
And then other than that,
I think so. When you're a kid, yeah, that's pretty much the bar. Disney films are the bar. Right now, I tried to watch Lion King, and I pulled it off, but like, fuck, man, when his dad's talking to him as a giant spiritual cloud dad, and he's like, Simba.
Anything the light touches.
Dude, I was like, oh my God, that's a lot. And I couldn't, and it was my kid's like, Dad, this isn't shit. And I'm well,
and then you
get
got
off
like
my
a
lap.
Son, so maybe you feel that.
Oh, I shoved him off my lap, and he hit the ground because it was just, it got too real.
Well, honestly, it's not real at all for you, kind of. I mean, the fact that you thinking with your hubris that you're anything
like Simba, like Mufasa?
Like Mufasa?
I'm very much like Mufasa.
Give
very
me
stoic.
One example how you are like Mufasa. You're like the fucking bird, the toucan that.
No, don't.
Hey, sir.
You're like Scar.
I am.
Like on the surface.
I am kind of like Scar.
He's a good guy, but deep down inside.
Honestly.
He's rotten.
What's his name? Mustafa? Mufasa. I'm a Mufasa, dude.
Is it Mustafa or Mufasa?
No, it's Mufasa.
Mustafa was the name of the guy from Austin.
One of the
Powers?
Guys that hijacked the planes.
No, that's not.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to say which planes. We know which planes. It wasn't the ones that got lost.
Oh my God!
Those years ago,
I went down a fucking rabbit hole the other day watching Alex Jones.
Wow.
Yeah.
A little throwback.
Yeah.
How was it? Was it fun?
It was entertaining.
He's an entertaining fucking dude.
I just remember like thinking like what you were saying, how you were just telling me like, I mean, it was entertaining. And he was. He's a funny guy, actually. I mean,
dude, his rants.
He believes in some wild stuff.
Sure.
But he does come in with like numbers and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, there are things that he's rather convincing with.
Yeah,
but you also have to ask yourself how much
smart.
Of that shit does he believe?
I don't know.
I think it's part of his brand.
25%. I think a lot of government shit. Look,
I think that's a little conservative. I think he might believe in more than that.
Do you think like a 50%? You think interdimensional vampires and then frog homosexuality? He's believing one or the other of those
frogs
things?
Do, in fact,
Somebody was watching Jurassic Park. Because if you tell me that some South American frogs were able to change their sex from male to female in an all-male environment.
I didn't mean to fucking burp into the mic. That's so gross. That is so super friends. That's very super friends of me. I apologize, guys. It's a fact, though, right? There are amphibious creatures that can change sex dependent on whether or not there is a discrepancy in the amount of females to males or vice versa. And
I don't know enough about animals to start.
Animal facts?
I don't know enough about
animal facts.
Well, I know a good deal about animal facts, but not enough to start having a debate on.
Okay, then let's talk about Filipino people, right? Filipino people.
Don't know a lot of them either.
I know a lot about Filipino people, and the thing is, a lot of their women. And shout out to my Where I Belong fans out there, because you know where I'm going with this. Is that the right eye? Yeah. So basically, what happened? There was a mass exodus of. Remember when Manny Pacquiao got in trouble for disliking the gays?
Yep.
Okay, so. You have to cut Manny a little bit of slack, because what happened is during the 90s and the early 2000s and still to this day, there was a mass exodus of women from the Philippines coming to America seeking out occupation in the medical field, which is why it's not a racist thing. There are a ton of Filipino women that are nurses and different occupations in the medical field. That mass exodus of women from the Philippines caused an imbalance. And
you're toting a real thin line here, buddy.
There were heroes that decided to step up and correct that imbalance.
With their buttholes.
Which is why.
Oh, boy.
There are quite a many ladyboys
in
the Philippines and Thailand.
How did we get to ladyboys from fucking Lion King?
Because frogs. Because frogs are also the unsung heroes of
that's how we did it.
Gender discrepancy, where frogs, they fill that hole.
Literally.
And so yeah, that's it's you know, nature emulating nature emulating nature. It's fractal.
Well,
Filipino people are like frogs.
That was a real hard opening.
And oh, yeah, we're still doing it. And welcome to DJVW.
Episode 10.
How was your week, buddy?
It was pretty good. Next week I'm going to Georgia for my niece's wedding.
I'm going to miss you.
Gonna be handling a fucking nail to the shin. You're going to be steering the ship solo, buddy.
That's right.
You got the keys to the kingdom.
It's about to get a lot better, boys.
Oh, my God. I can almost guarantee that it's going to be our worst rated episode.
That nothing is going to happen for 2 weeks.
I guarantee 30 views on that.
That's not. It's going to be very high. I'm asking you people to come out and support me in droves when I have to do an inevitable solo episode.
If you want to boycott
pipe,
that episode, we're
don't
completely
boycott
okay.
The episode, okay? Just because I said Filipino people are like amphibians.
Definitely not going to have Filipino people listen now.
Listen.
So
besides, where are you going in Georgia? What's down in Georgia?
Georgia. It's my Georgia. Most of my family's actually down in Georgia. I actually lived down there a couple times. Like when I was running from the launch ship, I went down there, fleed from a warrant that I had up here, which was a no bail warrant. It's a violation of probation. So what happened was I went to the probation office.
Yeah.
And I went in there and I knew something was weird. I knew something was going on.
By the looks they were giving you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the one guy, Peter, I'll never forget him. He's like, "Hey, what's going on?" And I knew that they pulled a warrant for child support or something like that.
Okay.
I knew something popped up on me. And what happened was...
You went there to check on the...
I went there to go check in.
Okay.
So what happened is the guy, Peter, is like, "Hey, what's going on?" I already at that point failed like 30 UAs. You want to...
What's an
analysis?
UA? Oh, okay.
So I failed like 30 of them already at this point. And then like he had enough. And I knew that he had enough.
And they just kept giving you chances? Like every time you failed it, they were like, "Hey, next time,
buddy." My one PO, she didn't give a shit. Mm. So when he got my case, though, he was like, "Boy, there's a lot of dirty UAs." So he goes, "Hey, I just got to go check on something real fast. I'll be right back." And I was like, "Sure, Peter.
Of course.
I'll see you soon, buddy." So as soon as he left, I got up and I left, too. I went down the hallway.
Are you telling me that you left? And then you left all the way to Georgia?
I left all the way to Georgia.
Man.
So what happened was...
Man, when you dig in, you dig in.
Dude, when I run...
You go full bore.
I got some rabbit in me, you know what I'm saying?
My boy commits.
I go.
Okay.
So what happened is He left to go get the sheriff.
Right.
Then I get up, like right after he leaves, and then I walked down the hall.
Sure.
Okay. So then one of the sheriffs stopped me, like, "Hey, where you going? You can't leave after checking." I said, "I gotta get something out of my car for for Peter." He's like, "Oh, okay." So I left and I ran. I physically ran out because this is in Perth Amboy, like years ago.
Oh my god!
I went Smith Street. Home, just took off.
You and ran actually, all the way home?
Yeah,
you ran all the way. You didn't have a car, you lied.
Nope.
There was no car in the parking lot?
There was nothing.
And so, did you drive to Georgia? You flew to Georgia?
Oh, I took the train down to Georgia. Actually, holy that shit. Was one time. That was, I think when I was on the run, I took the bus. I took the bus down to Georgia when I went on the lam. Because
it's less
lamb.
Conspicuous?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I had a no bail warrant in the out of New Jersey, and I was just, so I took the bus. I hit up, I think my brother... For the bus fare, and then I stayed with my like sister for a little while when she was living up here.
Jay wasn't doing well. The bus fare is not very much.
It was $100. You know. I couldn't put the scratch together. Couldn't put it together, man.
Couldn't do any favors for anybody to get that money. All
so
right.
I stayed here for a little while, and then I just took off down to Georgia, man.
When
and
you got to Georgia, did you feel like...
Well, here's the like, thing. When I went like down to Georgia, my sister's husband, he was wanted... by America's Most Wanted.
Ah.
He was one of the top, like, 20 fugitives.
Stiff competition.
Yeah, he shot a cop or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
he was down there when I was down there, so my sister was harboring multiple fugitives.
Shout out to...
Shout out to my sister, ride wow, or die. Yep.
That girl's got a strong if back you, just if, carrying the fucking family if, of fugitives.
If you're wanted for murder...
Need a place to
you
lay
go
low.
Go find my sister and she'll put you up. No, but... So I went down there, realized that I had to, you know, it was just too much, you know. I had to come back. I couldn't get a regular job. You know, I was working at this little pizza place for like...
How's that work? Like, they can't cross state lines to get you? Can oh, Georgia no, wrap
could,
you up?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. If they could extradite me okay. real quick. I was driving when I was down there.
Was with driving. No license?
So hot.
Yeah.
So hot.
In other states, though, like in Las Vegas, there are so many cars without license plates. Like, oh, I yeah, saw a couple every single day, and it was very rare that I saw the police pull anybody over at all. So in other states, they kind of play it fast and loose, and Georgia strikes me as a place that plays it a little fast and loose.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, you know, it's the South.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like southern Georgia, so it was kind of sketchy down there.
Hot,
super segregated.
Sticky. Yeah?
Yeah.
The segregation was real?
Well,
what year
it's
was this?
Like, this was, let's see, I'm 36 this October, so this was 10... I was 22. So yeah, this had to be what 14 years ago almost.
Oh wow.
So yeah, it was still it's still like that down south. I mean, it's like the Mexicans stay with the Mexican, black with the black, the white with the whites.
Don't I remember you saying you wanted to move down there or you consider
well,
sometimes?
We're thinking about it. It's cheaper, you yeah. know. You get like a lot of bang for your buck. Like right now, we're shopping for houses. So
but
a house
that's about it, right? It's just
like,
cheaper.
Pretty much.
Other than that, it's hotter and stickier and racistier.
And racistier yeah. as fuck. And you can't curse too much down there. If,
that's
if
nice,
like a
though.
Woman curses around a man,
oh.
they're taken back. But I mean, they'll throw the N word with a hard R.
Seems
at the
like they've got
just in casual company
some blind spots.
Yeah, they're unbalanced.
They're a little unbalanced.
They're unbalanced.
Yeah, their priorities are a little mixed up.
So,
I do
yes.
kind of appreciate that politeness though. Sometimes
oh, they're very polite.
Like when I hear people swear too much, you know what I mean?
I mean,
sometimes it's just a little.
It's a bit much.
It's a bit much, you know.
Well, you got to put them together right. You got to yeah. use the F word like a verb.
Yes.
If you just, I mean, I've known people to be like, you know, fuckity fuck fuck, and
yeah,
I'm,
and it's
I'm just like I don't understand what you're doing.
I don't know what you're trying to say. I don't know if you're passionate or not, or if you just are grasping for straws. You have nothing
so,
to say. I don't know.
So I, after figuring it out down there and figuring out that I had to come back and turn myself in to have a somewhat of a normal life,
yes.
came back here, and then I turned myself in. That was a fucking another whole story. And it was good. You
yeah.
know? It was good. I came back here. I did my thing and everything. And I don't know
and
how that came about,
now
like how your week was going.
But, you went to prison this week. So.
Yeah, but I got locked up this week. No.
No, Georgia. We were talking about Georgia, yeah, so, and how you got down there. Is your family
down there? No warrants.
No warrants.
Not on the run.
A new man.
Yep, with a couple bucks and an envelope.
Shiny. There you go.
For the niece.
Tossing a couple of stacks around. Oh, yeah, that's right, because your niece is...
Well, you got to remember, my niece, this isn't going to be like... It's a weird Southern wedding because my niece is like half black, half Hispanic.
Okay.
You know?
Why is that weird?
Well, I mean, when we get together, like... You know, it's a multiracial. It's a multiracial. That's the thing. I don't know. Could be rice and beans. Could be barbecue.
Now
I gotta check when I get down.
What
there.
Are you showing up with? You have any plans for bringing? Because you got it. You can't show up empty-handed.
I mean, we're.
You said an envelope full of cash.
$500 in cash.
That's nothing wrong with that. That's nice.
Nothing wrong. Hey, to start your life, here's $500. Yeah. You know?
Half knot for the girl.
I remember we're getting married though, and like you know, some people would show up, and you'd be like, they'd have just. This, you cheap prick, you know?
$100
in a card. Fuck you.
I got married in my living room. Nobody brought me anything. Nobody was there for me. It was all Jehovah's Witnesses.
It's all about you, isn't it, Dave?
Well, you know,
all about you.
In this particular case, it wasn't. Your boy was alone in a room full of Jehovah's Witnesses. I was very heavy set in a thrift shop suit.
You were very fat.
I was very fat, looking pretty rough. Had my handlebar mustache, was about the only thing I had going for me at the time, besides a beautiful wife.
That and, you know, just started MMA?
Just started MMA? Yeah, you know what's funny is when I started at Lionheart, it took me a long time to shed the weight because I kind of just, like, thought working out was enough and the diet didn't really have anything to do with it. Because historically, in childhood, in your teenage years, that's really how it is. You could eat like a fucking dumpster.
Yeah.
And as long as you're just climbing trees and being a silly goose all the time, you're going to be shredded.
Boy, when I got into malt liquor, that's when the pounds really started accumulating fast.
Yeah.
We went hard in the paint on Colt 45 for like a couple of years.
That was your thing, Colt 45?
Like, that, King Cobra, anything cheap.
We were Steel Reserve boys.
Yeah, see, I wasn't always big Steel. I was very adamant at how much better Colt 45 is, and I would argue with people about
what about
this.
Old English?
Nope, not an old English guy. Nope, always a Colt 45 guy,
okay.
Man. You
I respect
know?
That. I just, respect consistency.
Just like Lando Calrissian.
There you go.
I like Colt
there.
45.
Well,
it's classy.
I agreed. Don't really know what that
means. So Georgia.
Yes.
I'm going down there. It should be pretty fun. I got that going, I think, next week.
Okay.
That's a week coming up. And then we got Matt coming on the show.
That'll right? be cool.
That's going to be fun. Then you're going to do a solo cast. It's going to
be cool.
Dave versus the world. That's going to be interesting.
And that's where
I'll
get
be able to listen to that.
Unleash all of my narcissism.
Unleash the fury, Mitch.
And ridiculous ideas.
The fury.
With nobody keeping me in check.
Oh, my God.
It'll just be the Wild West of narcissism and naivete.
It's going to be Dave telling you how amazing every single thing is. Because I tried watching one of your... You were like, I went on a flight. What's that? What is a flight?
What?
You get on a flight, you land in another part of the world.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I'm in a can that flies me to another.
Sure,
yes,
that sounds...
that's what flying is.
Yeah,
Dave.
Well, I've only flown twice or three times in my life.
Jeez, really?
Yeah, I'm not really.
Dude, even I've flown.
My childhood was not filled with travel and things.
No,
like
neither
that.
Was mine, but mine was filled with a lot of running. So,
running, dodging the law.
I took a bus to Texas that took 23 hours, bro.
That
it
sucks
was
ass.
The worst trip of my life.
Well, I had a week, a little bit of a week, and not really too much exciting. I was really working a lot, but yesterday a very interesting thing happened to me where. I'm wrapping up the end of the night. We're coming back from some friend's house, and as we're walking into the lobby of my project building, I see two men of, you know, they look like they
Shame
had
characters.
Yeah, they look like they may have had a substance issue, and I'm just judging that by like mainly their teeth and their physique and things like that. And these two men,
teeth, physique. Color of their skin.
Well, that's not. These two men were trying to help a guy who had fallen out of a wheelchair.
It happens.
The man who had fallen out of the wheelchair was morbidly obese. I mean, you know, he's knocking on my 600-pound life's door. TLC is already in discussions with this guy.
Was it a wheelchair, like a manual, or was
it a manual wheelchair? Manual wheelchair.
Oh, boy.
And his
wasn't
legs
a rascal?
His legs were wrapped up in a compression tape, you know, the that tan tape. And so
he's an athlete.
He's an athlete, and that's, you know, he sustained an injury. That's why he put the weight on. You know, it happens. A little HGH will fix that. Tape. But what ends up happening is I'm about to go into the elevator, and I go, I got to fucking help this guy. So I ask my wife to stay there with my son for a second, and I go over there, and I say, you boys need some help? And they go, yeah, man, please, please. I'm like, okay, cool. Dude, I could have used you because it was me.
I've told Cindy and you multiple times, should anything really serious arise, call me.
If I called you and said, hey, Jay, I got a fucking
guy on my hallway, I'd be like, hey, falling out of the wheelchair. Ninth best friend, I'll see you in 20.
I haven't gone up in the rankings.
No, you actually, I was thinking about dropping you because you are a piece of absolute shit. You never yeah. almost answer my text messages.
That's historically who I am, though. Can ask any second, and third best friends.
I'm just like, bro, I know you don't know a lot of people. I know a lot of people don't even talk to you throughout the day.
That's true.
The fact that I know you're looking and going, fuck you, and then turning the phone over.
No, I'll give you this. What I do.
You're an absolute piece of shit.
Because you say a lot of funny stuff. I'll open my phone and I'll go, and then I'll put it back in my pocket.
But I need that assurance. Like what I said was funny.
I don't know what it is.
Because I laugh. I go, oh, this is going to be good.
It is funny.
He's going to get a kick out of this. No.
The things you say are very funny. They do make me laugh. I'll open the phone. I will actually laugh. Not even just like I'll do an out loud thing because a lot of the shit you say is really funny. And then I'll put it in my fucking pocket and I'll go on about my day. I don't know why I'm like that. I've always been like that. It's why I don't have friends. I complain about not having friends, but it's almost facetiously. Did I say that right? Facetiously?
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah,
you're
pretty close. Because I'm all friended up. I don't know. I don't need.
Well, I got room because 9 is just bumped to 10. Well, so
what you don't realize is
I'm about to move 11 to 9.
You are on the list.
9 goes to 10.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
That is so gross.
I got to stop doing that.
Here, man the show for a minute. I got to use the bathroom.
Okay. Well, now I don't have this guy respond to me. But what I ended up doing was because this guy, like I said, knocking on the door of my 600-pound life, and he's on the ground. He's sitting down, and these two wispy crackheads can't lift him up. And I'm not a big guy. I'm only 5'7", 170 pounds. And I'm trying to fucking, like, his arm is so big in comparison to my body, this dude. And I'm trying to get him by the arm and lift him up. And I could feel that these other guys, they're not putting in the work. They're not doing anything, really. And it's all me. And I kind of got to be honest. The guy wasn't really trying to help himself either. He might as well have been dead. I kind of, at one point, I was like, are you even trying? And he didn't say anything. He was breathing really heavy. And he had the corona mask on, which I didn't have. So I very well could have caught it. But I at some point we readjust and I get under his arm, you know, kind of like the, as you see in the movies where the guy's injured, he tosses his arm over your shoulder and you lift him up. And I go, that's gotta be a good way. So if I can get this man's arm,
there you go. I just walked in on that. There you go. Describing movie things to try to,
I was doing
to try to work in real life.
No.
Like yeah, throwing your wife work. In a fucking cold shower, which is just angers her.
I didn't know. I am not a doctor, all right, and I didn't know what to do. I was very panicked. But if I'm trying to pick you up, this isn't doing shit. No. So I had to sling him over my shoulder.
I would have got around him, and I would have got under hooks. I'd have got around. I would have gable gripped, and then I would have lifted like a squat.
My arms could never get around him. There's no way I could have clasped my...
Well, I got a 72-inch reach.
You got long arms on you.
I'll get
you
might around have been able that to do big it. Boy, yeah.
Well, I did manage to get...
Well, I mean, couldn't you have, like, hooked underneath his arms like this? Kind of like...
Well, because you're trying
like
to put him into a wheelchair.
Squat.
You know what I mean? So, like...
I would have just been like... I would have threw him.
He was so big, Jay. This is how I realized, like, oh, my God, I need to start lifting because this fucking dude was...
Just he and me ain't covering it, bro.
Completely unmovable. But I did manage to... And it kind of sucked because what's going to happen? If I go under your armpit right now, right this, what happens is I'm leaning here. I got a face full of crotch.
Yeah, you do.
I got a face full of crotch. My man pissed himself.
Mm. Nice. So you got that smell in
your
face.
That was a strong smell.
And then also, I would imagine
under his armpit.
I also imagine that he isn't clean himself very well when he's in the tub.
I don't know when the last time he changed that compression tape.
At what point is like your humanity, like where does this is gross override your humanity?
I it doesn't. I just have to suffer through this fucking poor guy.
Get piss all over you is, and armpit juice.
Yeah, dude, I smelled fucking terrible when it was over. But long story short,
I get upset in those things. I'd be like, you fat mother.
I asked him. I was like, are you even trying? And he didn't say anything. He was just breathing. Like a French bulldog, like in the heat, just... I was like, oh my God, bro. So eventually,
what's the worst that happens? He's upset at you? He's not going to get up and chase you.
No. I didn't feel like that he was upset about it. This is another thing too. So what ends up happening is one of the wispy crackheads calls over one of his thicker buddies. His thicker buddy says, get your fucking weight up, boy, and slaps the hat off his head. Very, very aggressive. He's like, yo, can you help? He's like, I think his name was C. He's like, get your fucking weight up, C. Blap, slaps the hat off his fucking head, shoves him to the side, and then proceeds to not be of any use at all. It was, Jay, I'm a small guy.
You should have smacked him and be like, get your fucking weight up,
it was
Tyrone.
Like the lack of empathy. None of them gave a fuck about homeboy having like an asthma attack, being 600 pounds. But it was all me, dude. I finally got under his fucking arm, and I'm close enough to him that I can lift with my legs and stand up, and then they push the fucking thing underneath him. Nobody says thank you.
You know what, though?
Nobody said shit to me.
You know what, though? This is where I tell people this kind of shit all the time. Because, sometimes, like, it'll be Steph or something. Like, yeah, but, well, this person did. And I go, you know what, though? That's where that fucking person's bar is. Mine's up a little higher. Be like, you know? So, it's like, that guy didn't say thank you, but I know what I did was right. And I got to live with myself. However they want to, you know, with them, that's their thing. But how I need to live with myself and have the feeling that I have about me, knowing that I'm a decent human being,
right,
trying to help somebody.
Well, it was important for me to have my son see that. You help people when they're fucked up.
I'll never forget. I was driving out in one of my routes in Vineland, and I was with this dude, JD, who was at the time a new guy who was a buyer now. And like, we're just kind of starting to like get to know each other. He's kind of like a big, like tough dude. And
is he the guy with the
thing
on his eye?
Yeah. It's a birthmark, but it looks like a black.
Yeah, he's gonna fuck me up now because I identified him as the guy with the thing on his eye. Sure,
guy's got hammers.
He's a big kind of scary character too.
Yeah, no, I've went and I've held mitts for him and stuff like that. Yeah, he's a good dude though. I like JD a lot. So this is actually one of the reasons why I like him as much as I do, because we were driving in Vineland and I was driving on South White Horse Pike. It was like that over there. And we're at a light and I made a left and we're driving and there's like a CVS and an old man trying to get into his van fell. And I saw that and I looked at JD and he's like, I got him. And because I went to and I was like, I stopped in the middle of the road and he's like, I got him. And then he went out and he ran in and I went through the back in. And I was like, after that experience with him, I was like, I like you, man.
Yeah.
I was like, that's how I know I share that. Where I just knew that he's a good dude. When I see him doing something like just being a good human being.
Yeah, because
it
doesn't.
It's that humanitarian thing where you're just. You're that guy obviously knows at least good, bad, you know.
People who are doing good things at no benefit to them, that's altruism. That's
it's also, look, about with the altruistic thing, it's like, not, is it altruism? Because it makes what you did good.
Yeah,
you also feel good from doing something. Yeah, so you do gain something.
Sure.
You know, so it's not exactly true altruism.
Yeah, altruism is like donating.
Completely selflessness with no...
Anonymously and never bragging about it, which I don't know if I have that capacity. I'd have to tell at least
you. Yeah, because I did that recently where one of my buddies set up a GoFundMe. Check him out. I think his name is like Bear something on my Instagram. It's Jerry. I call him like my little Jer Bear. I do. I call him my little Jer Bear. And he set something up for his dog that like has a tumor or something like that. And then I donated to the GoFundMe, and I was like, I feel good.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, just want to let you know I saved some money.
You got to let him know, though, bro. It can't just end there.
You're such a good guy. I was like, oh, I needed that so bad.
Thank you so much. Oh, I mean,
please,
that's it.
Pat the top of my head and tell me I'm a good boy.
Is that a big ask, man? I just want to feel like a good guy.
I just want
If I could get out of this life.
If I just want to rub a little of that shine off, you know, be like, hey, man, if I did something good, you could do something good.
Is that too much to ask
for? And the round robin of doing good things to people begins.
If I died and I had enough people say, like, yeah, man, it sucks he's gone. He was a good fucking dude, though. That's
all I want.
That would be nice.
Honestly, that's really all I want.
But yeah, that guy, nobody thanked me, and that's fine. You know, it is what it is. But
so your week was a little different than mine.
My week was a little bit different.
I have fun, exciting things coming up, and you're helping my 600-pound life people back into their...
Maybe I'll see him again, and maybe...
Maybe you just run and drop kick him. And just...
Maybe he'll... You know, that...
What if he dies?
Mixed breed baby boy.
What if he dies and then he leaves you his life insurance was like $250,000?
I don't know if he has.
How sweet would that be?
But in other news, my little boy on Tuesday is starting boxing. He'll be going to a boxing class because Pappy can't teach him boxing because
Uncle Jay could teach you how to throw them hands. I don't know why you're spending all that money.
Because I need him to
literally bring him over here for an hour.
I need him to go and meet other kids. He doesn't have anybody to play with, man. This fucking stupid virus has got my kid like bouncing off the walls and shit, and he's got so much fight in him, so much like roughhousing, so much play in him. It's fucking insane. Like the other day we went at it for over an hour.
Jack Russell, you know, he's got so much damn energy and nothing to do, you know?
And then, like, I get...
No ball to chase.
You know, your boy doesn't have a big gas tank, so eventually I go, hey, man, I'm fucking good. And
kid wears
you out. He's still got the look in his eyes, and then every once in a while he'll fucking ding and crack me in the jaw, and I'm like, all right, fucking...
When he came over here, he played nonstop for, like, 3 hours.
He's got a lot of energy. But you know how it was when you were a kid, man? It was like you were just boiling, overflowing with fucking energy, like, never stopped.
I had a little brother.
Oh, yeah, and you know? Just beat the shit out of him, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, we used to roughhouse together.
I would fuck my cousins up something terrible.
That's what I'm saying. If he had a little brother, no pressure. But if he had a little brother...
I recently discovered a bump on the old ball sack there.
Testicles.
Well, actually, on the meat inside the sack. And I did a little Googling. And Google said, you've got fucking cancer.
Yep.
And, of course, you never believe what Google says, because if you do, then you're dying tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. But it did make me go...
Well, I mean, that definitely might be cancer. But, I mean, what's the worst that happened? They cut your testicle out?
Not the worst, right?
They give you Percocet. Would you take off work for a month? It's a pretty good time.
Would you put, like, a prosthetic just for symmetry and balance?
They could put a fake ball
on
there.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's what I'm saying. So, look, you get your testicle taken out. They write you a nice script of Percocet. You take a month off of work. You go back, you still got two testicles.
Hey, then I'm a survivor, right? Then I'm a cancer survivor. Then
that's
I get to toot that horn, you know? Because
you get that little thing tattooed on you, that little ribbon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but it did make me think for a moment, like...
You get real sexy behind the ear.
Or like a little
ribbon.
Like a little sexy cancer. Little pink ribbon? That'd be cute.
Well, you don't have breast cancer. That's breast cancer.
Is it...
Whatever the color is for nuts.
Brown. It's a brown doo-doo ribbon.
Brown.
We would get, the guys get doo-doo brown. But it made me think for a moment. I was like, oh, so even though I don't really want another kid, it almost seems like the potential for that option to be taken away and that it's out of my hands. And that kind of made me sad, yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you need.
The last thing I need.
I could do it. I would
have so much angst towards that kid. I would hug my kid, and then I would head kick that kid. I could never be a good stepdad.
What's a ninth best friend for?
No, God damn it. No,
don't. Your wife.
No, you son of a bitch. I would feel so much resentment towards that child. And then as they sent my kid
with that kid that I had with Cindy, like started beating Jack up.
Oh, I'd beat him up.
And
every time somebody turned around, I'd be like, and then I hit him real quick, and I'm like, why is he crying?
I don't understand why he's crying. That's your child.
God damn it. But I couldn't. I don't know how people do good. I could never be a good step-parent. I know I couldn't.
Well, my dad, he pretty much raised my sisters, and they're like my half-sisters.
Oh, okay.
So he was around, you know, and raising them. They're his, I guess, former stepfather, because my mom and him had been divorced forever. But they still, that's their dad. They know my dad as dad.
Yeah, people that can pull that off, it's a real, because step-parenting
can
go wrong so easily.
My dad must have been fucking nuts. Because he's like, here's this woman. She's got three kids, three different daddies. And he's like, you know what? I want to get involved. I want to be in the that business.
I want in. That's a place that I want to be. I want to
throw my hat into the ring of that one.
Whose head I want to rest my neck to.
Dude, respect. Because if you think about it, that's how I got here, bro. Through all those bad decisions my parents made.
Oh, yeah.
Led me to right here.
Hey, man,
talking
if you
to you fine
good,
people.
If you
drinking
can be
rain.
Good, don't,
it's
don't,
delicious.
Don't
it's cold. It's refreshing. And it has branched-chain amino acids.
Unlike,
the building blocks of life.
You know, I've really stopped drinking Bang Energy since you don't. No, don't slurp viciously slurp into.
That's a part of the promo.
No, that's not. And then do the nice crisp.
That's
at the
Pepsi,
end of it.
Yeah, that's
the Coca-Cola
thing.
Pepsi thing.
Yeah, Pepsi.
I get so offended. I'll be driving and I'll hear on the radio like
what's
summer
worse?
Just isn't summer unless you have an ice cold Coca-Cola. I'm like, you fucking dumb bitch. I haven't had an ice cold Coca-Cola
Whoa.
In 27
then
years.
You don't know what you're missing. Dude,
I guess
if
that's
you
why
get
this summer
Chinese
is whack.
Food, I don't agree with Joey Diaz on everything, but if you get some East Coast Chinese food and you don't wash that down with a nice cold Coca-Cola,
I like an orange
you
soda.
Don't know what you're fucking
What's
missing.
What's your favorite soda?
If I had to choose, if they were like, Jay, you're going to die, here's a can of soda, what do you want? I'd probably keep it OG and say a can of Coca-Cola. OG.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that seems like a fucking waste, and it's dumb. I like a cream soda. I like an orange soda.
You would.
Queer. Those are...
Sorry, guys.
Hey, man. You can't... That's the very... You're disparaging an entire community with
Boy,
that.
Boy, they're going to cancel the
wow.
shit out of
and
us.
And you thought that I was far from the par when I said morbidly obese white bitches, and what was the other one that I said? I don't remember what the other one I said was.
Couple of them.
Disrespectful.
Couple of them.
But I like a cream soda. Nothing. I'm not a big fan of a root beer.
You hate on me for my original Coca-Cola.
No,
you're going to
no,
have a Fanta?
I
feel like punching
dude,
you
dude, an
fist.
Orange Fanta?
Pineapple Fanta used to be my jam.
Oh, like Inca Kola pineapple
Juana
is pretty
Fanta,
sweet.
Juana, 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 Fanta.
Shout out to Fanta for sponsoring the show.
I got nothing.
So anyway, one of the other things
that
I did.
That's so weird when there's just long pauses of quietness. I got to tell you,
No, I deserve that one, though.
There's an art to podcasting. This is an art. The more I've been doing it, the more I've realized that it's not, you know, it's...
It's not easy.
It's not easy. Unless you
unless
just
you're us.
Well, you know, Michael Jordan makes basketball look easy, you know,
exactly,
guys?
Exactly, yeah. But I mean, you
but,
know,
you
can
know,
see the countless Ryan, hours.
Ryan Sheckle, that makes it look skateboarding easy, and I found that out the hard way that it's not.
I can
But I mean, there's absolutely an art to this, man. Whether it's like on the end of the promotional thing or like getting like the, you know, trying to get the, like a buzz going about the podcast. And then also just coming in here and then performing.
Yeah.
You know, and making it an enjoyable experience for everybody who's listening.
If you listen to this and it sounds laid back and relaxed and it sounds like a fluid conversation and it sounds almost like you're listening to two of your own personal buddies, like you're hanging out with your buddies,
that's
then
us
we did
doing
the
job.
Yeah, then we did the job because it's really not easy to do that. It's much easier to get on camera, to get on video or audio, to be clunky, to be hesitant, to be nervous, to be all of these different things that just...
Well, being a part of this, I started like listening and following like a lot of like podcasts and giving them a shot because...
There's no shortage of them.
I was just like thinking that, man, I wish people would do that with us because I feel like we have a decent product and if we could just have more people listen to it and if I'm, you know, wanting people to do that for me, I should reciprocate that and do that for other people.
Yeah.
So I've been like listening to a lot and you got to weed out a lot of crap because the best one that I've found honestly has been Bearded and Barefoot Podcast.
The Australian guys?
I love those guys.
Shout
man.
Out to our mates in Australia.
G'day guys.
G'day cunts.
I honestly like those guys.
They like cunts. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they are pretty good. They have a nice flow. And
I love those
guys,
man.
They're
funny, man. They're really funny. And they're good storytellers and stuff. I absolutely love them. They're my favorite, like, bunch of guys that I've found. Because, like, I've listened to a bunch of other guys, and I was just like, the audio's bad, you know, the material isn't,
Some people try too hard. Trying too hard can be, you can shoot yourself in the foot doing that, which is like, of course you want to try hard. Of course you want to make a good product. But so there's a line that you cross when you're trying way too hard where... I don't know, you just come off as fucking annoying, right? Any time you were younger and you were chilling with your buddies and somebody came into the group and they were just trying too hard.
That guy's trying hard,
They were fucking annoying. And it's like, get it. I get why you're doing it. You just want to be cool. You want to be friends. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, but There is something that you've got to peel back a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, like, some people do comedic podcasts, you know, and then some people do, like, TED Talks. It's not you don't have to have a funny podcast to have a podcast. You could have an informative podcast and still be very entertaining, you know. But, yeah, I just – because keeping it real with everybody out there, the original concept for this podcast was to shit on people. Oh. That was the original idea.
And how much did we both look each other in the eyes and go, yes, that's the way, bro.
Boy, I'm glad we didn't do that.
Yeah, it was this idea that we were going to take people that we, like, admired.
Or hate it.
Probably wasn't going to go the first way.
And then really just shout them out and destroy them.
Yeah, we were going to shit on them.
And that was just going to be a bad idea.
How much of a bummer would it be if every time you tuned into the episode, it was Jay and Dave fucking shitting on everybody?
It would have been Dave and Jay shit on the world.
Yeah, and you would have given up pretty quickly because it's, you know, I don't know how we didn't have the foresight in those initial moments to go, like, people aren't going to like that. But we both looked at each other and we were like, that's a great fucking idea. And luckily, we never went in that direction. It was like we both made this unconscious decision to not do that. And we never agreed to not doing it.
I'm so much happier that we just went with, like, a funny kind of just loose hangout podcast.
Yeah, a feel good thing. Because
couple topics here and there, a little fight talk, little weekly dive shit, and then just trying to make everybody laugh. And like I said, cut an hour out of their week. I was like watching these recent people that started following us on our Instagram. They're like a podcast promotional company thing, whatever.
There's a few of those,
and there's a bunch of, like, bullshit facts that are just kind of obvious, like. 97% of people listen to podcasts in their car. It's like, yeah, no shit.
What are you doing? They're trying to give you value, but they're doing it in very, you know, they're not really trying hard. They're not giving you an angle.
Yeah, they're just throwing shit up against the wall and hope some of it sticks.
Yeah, I don't know what the real formula for creating a successful podcast is, but, like, I you can't fake chemistry. If you're doing a podcast with another person, like, cheers to that, baby. Ting. But you can't fake chemistry.
Real recognize real.
That's right. You know, I know you're not the biggest fan of them, but I actually still have it pulled up on my laptop here, which is the Your Mom's House podcast live
edition.
It's
hard to watch
did.
When I'm in the truck and, like, I pull up to another car at a red light and there's some real intense shit going on in that podcast, especially when they got that guy Champagne going in.
Robert Paul
and
Champagne.
And I'm just like, boy, there's a lot of, like, N-words getting thrown around and rapey stuff.
All right, this weekend on Friday we had a little date night, the wife and I, and of course you know that we're very limited on places we can go and things we can do because of this fucking super sweet virus that we've got. And so we decided that we were going to buy tickets to Your Mom's House Live and Uncensored, a special virtual event. And we got a chartreuse board. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Charcuterie. Did you say chartreuse?
Yep.
No, that's not the word.
Thank you very much.
It's charcuterie.
Charcuterie. That's a fun word.
Chartreuse.
I've been calling it chartreuse since my wife said that we were going to have it about a week ago.
Chartreuse is almost like, I think, like sinister is what it means. Like kind of like a chartreuse grin.
Well,
like
we had a very sinister snack board that I spent a week calling it that.
Oh my God, you've been telling the people at ShopRite when you're buying it, hey, I'm making a chartreuse board tonight.
I told the people at, hey, let's not get carried away. Your boy went to Wegmans for the things that I needed for my chartreuse.
Speaking
board.
Of that, where's the money from the camera?
Hey man, don't fucking hassle me.
That's what I called you about because I was like, this motherfucker has cured salted meat money and cheese money, but he doesn't have my fucking money from camera.
Hey, listen, paydays are Monday. All right, you get your fucking money.
You better send me some bread.
When I say you're gonna get your money,
don't you fucking rise up on me. Don't you rise
don't
up on me.
Don't fucking hassle me.
You lesser than
cash. You lesser than son of a. All right, so
don't you rise up on
we,
me.
We get this the things that we need for our charcuterie. For our charcuterie
just say
board.
A cheese board.
No, it was much more than a cheese board, sir. There was fucking
olives
cured
and
meats.
Meat.
I had these stuffed hot peppers that were stuffed with ham and some sort of fancy cheese. Fuck, bro. But let me tell you, something about watching disgusting videos on your mom's house live.
While eating chartreuse.
And trying to eat stinky cheeses and fermented meats, aged meats.
Can I ask you something? Is this your first time into eating like that?
Eating, well, yeah, eating fermented foods like on that level,
do you,
yeah.
Do you remember how I always tell you that, like...
Now, be careful. I need you to...
The gelato thing, how you sure. just come into yeah, gelato. No, I've been eating oh. meats and cheeses.
Oh,
and
my name's Jay. I've been eating chartreuse boards since 97.
I'm just saying.
This is nothing new to me.
If you would have called me and said, Jay, I'm looking to put a charcuterie board together.
Chartreuse, yeah.
Actually, you would have said, I'm looking to put a chartreuse board, and I would have said, that's not the name of it. If that's what you're putting together, Dave.
Sure, yeah.
You might want to use the proper wordage for what you're doing.
I wasn't looking for any advice.
I would have told you right off the bat, if you're calling it a chartreuse board, it's probably not for you. Maybe once you get some Hormel, like the pullback things with the crackers.
What's wrong with Hormel?
It goes nice with your trailer park.
Well, I live in a project building, sir, so, not a fucking trailer park, all right? Somebody needs you to come proper with your facts.
I could have been like, hey, why don't you get this meat? Why don't you get this? Why don't you get some hot sopressata? Don't get that cheese. It's stinky cheese.
Just fucking throw words around that I don't know the meaning to.
I'm just saying.
Look, man, I got some salams. I got a little bit of salamis, right? There was like I went to the Wegmans.
Now, was it salami or sopressata?
I don't read the fucking things. I look at the meat, and I get the meat, all right? I don't have time for reading. I'm a very busy man with a lot going on.
It's upsetting. It's like when a passenger on the Titanic from the second class goes to the third class, and everybody knows that that guy is a second-class passenger.
And I get what you're saying.
That is you trying to come up into my world that I've been living in for a
That's
you want to make the move to upper middle class?
All I'm saying is, all jokes aside,
learn your charcuterie.
All jokes aside, I want to slap you in your stupid fucking mouth if you ever talk like that to me again. All right, now we're gonna start afresh.
I'll give you that. You get one though, because you saved up the
one
like
per
that
show.
Again. I'll give you... No, that's it. Just one.
Just one?
For your life.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the only time I'm going to get away with that. And I'm gonna.
You say something again. You're going to have two upper middle class guys. One who's been there for a while and one who's new. Go to Middlesex
who's
County.
New?
You.
No, go to Middlesex County. I'm not going to get... You're going to assault me. I'm going to tell the police that you assaulted me because of my having been fed up with your ridicule of my chartreuse board. And the police are going to look at you, a tatted gorilla, a tight-faced, young, handsome man who can do wrong.
I'm going to pull out my last 6 weeks.
And they're
going to
look at your record.
First of all, I'm going to pull out my last 6 pay stubs, and they're going to go, oh, obviously, I had this guy pegged all wrong. And then I'm going to say, hey, why don't you check his tax records? And then they're going to pull up what you've been making, and they're going to go, hey, let's take this poor white trash out of here.
All right, your boy makes some money now, and whatever you got going on with your company where you sling rotors but are also the undercover muscle where you assault people to get good prices out of them, that's got nothing to do with me and
whatever it takes, buddy.
All I'm saying is I did have a lovely weekend up until the very first video that I saw, and for those of you who have watched the Your Mom's House Live, the first video that pops up, spoiler alert, by the way, is a pretty fair-looking chick. She's got pink or purple hair.
Okay.
But she's not bad-looking at all. But she's ass-naked, and she's just slapping around this, you know, not absurdly large, but pretty considerable-sized clitoris. And I'm with a mouthful of baby artichoke. Baby artichoke hearts.
I was going to say, if you had a mouthful of, like, prosciutto, it's kind of slimy and salty, I would have thrown up.
Well,
you know I'm not good with stuff like that.
I
Googled what newborn baby shit looked like, because Steph was like,
"That looks black."
Yeah, it's mucusy shit. And
I thought
like,
my kid was dying when he shit. I gotta pull this up just for you though, because it was a great picture, I thought, as far as artistry in photography goes. I did a great job of really kind of the meat placement.
I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Super gross. And that's how they opened up, huh?
Well, like I said.
Can you imagine if you were like trying to tell your mom?
Imagine it was our show where we're just like playing right over here in the background. We got a TV.
Hardcore pornography.
And me and Jay are just hard in the pants, just watching.
Just giving ourselves over the hands panties, just rubbing our dicks.
But she's slapping it around, and it just resembled.
And are they laughing at this point? Are they having
I don't
a good
know.
Time watching this?
It's because she was saying some like age old your mom's house one-liners.
You know, shit on me, beat me, piss on me, beat me, call home now. There was a lot of things that she was saying that made her eligible for this, you know, 15 seconds of fame. But I'm not really
boy,
a dude.
Boy, at what cost, though, you know?
Well,
because I don't know if Tom came up to me, hey, look, you get on the bed, you spread your legs, you jerk off, and you slap your nuts around and just say some stuff that pertains to our show.
How much has he got to pay you, Jay? There's a price on everything. Yeah, you're thinking about it now.
How much did the show? How much?
You got to lay on your back, pull that hog out.
How much did they? How much did they make on that?
Oh, okay. So I don't know if this is real
because I want like a percentage of what they made.
Well, I saw some people.
I'm looking at 5%.
The CCC chat, the Comedy Content Collective chat, was saying that the numbers of people that tuned into Your Mom's House Live were 2.3 million, and so if you do the math across $10 per person,
that's six quintillion.
Just make up now. Hold on. We could do that. I think it's $23 million.
Wow. Yeah, I want a percentage.
$23 million they made off of that. And so off the backs of – is that accurate? Don't 200, yeah, 2 million, 200, 2.3 million. The taxes
that's
on it?
That's 1.6 million if I got 6%.
That's not bad.
7%.
That's not bad.
I would do it for
one. Oh, of course you would.
If they were like, jerk off, slap your balls, and just say some stuff about the show.
Now, this is also this is going to be a spoiler. I really want to tell Jay a lot about the things that I saw. So for the go ahead and skip ahead 5 minutes because I this is something I got to tell you about. Now, watch a lady slap her clitoris around that really did resemble a baby artichoke heart, so that's why I had a problem.
Terrible.
I watched some old gay guys made love to each other.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. I also watched one of the gay guys jerk off before the video where they made love. You know, that was nice.
There's a whole production staff and then her and Tom watching all this, correct?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. They also submitted Tom's parents to it, which I thought was pretty funny, but there was some audio issues, a lot of, you know, that got a little rough. But another thing that I saw was a woman who was eating McDonald's innocently.
Okay.
Eating McDonald's, nothing, having some nuggets.
No harm in that.
Having some fries.
Of course.
As one does.
You wash it down.
Right? And then she said very sexually, ooh, you like ketchup on your nuggets? I'm like, well, yeah. Yeah, I like ketchup on my nuggets.
See, I'd have been like, nope.
Well, maybe that's the right thing to have done because the next thing that she asked...
What white trash eats ketchup on their nuggets?
She was black. All right, let's...
Sorry.
All right. You are sorry.
I said, now I'm really sorry.
And then the next thing she said was, well, if you like ketchup on your nuggets, what about poop?
What about it?
And then she rolled over onto her back. Great camera placement. Straight down the old asshole turnpike.
Yeah.
And pushed out.
A log.
Well, some of the most dehydrated white-tailed deer turds I've ever seen.
Dude, see, I'm not good with this.
Dude, I was getting a nauseous. Cheese and meat board.
I'm getting nauseous. Why would you keep watching it? Why would you go, you know what, I'm gonna see where this plays out.
I started
out.
Drinking.
I'm gonna see how this goes.
I started drinking, and then eventually the drink was like, you could eat this, and so I kept eating. My wife, she went ahead and clocked out. She tapped out rather
Respect
early.
Respect, Cindy.
Yeah, but I kept going. Bro, you don't spend $70 on fermented meats and cheeses
I'd
and not
like,
fucking eat them.
Can we watch something like Titanic? Anything would've where they're nice. Not pushing dehydrated shit out their asshole.
Yeah, there was a lot, man. There was that. Man, there was a guy on his back with a ball sack that looked like an inflated purple balloon, and he's just fucking buh, buh, buh. He's just mashing his ball sack over and over again with the strength of 10 men. Like, if that was his opponent, you know, Herb Dean would have called it. Like, there was the one that I showed
not according to last night. Let those boys
fight. Can we talk about that? Because I didn't watch the fights, but I saw some highlights, and I think it's important to talk about, you know, especially the main event.
Well, that was a big fight because that was DC's retirement, really. It was his swan song of a fight. It was the trilogy with Stipe Miocic.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big fight. It's Daniel Cormier's last fight is what he's telling everybody. It went five hard rounds. It was a great
back and forth.
Oh,
it wasn't a stoppage.
No, it wasn't a stoppage. It was close, though. That I think it was second or third round. DC hit him with some, like, fall away, like, crosses?
Stipe hit him? I saw that.
Stipe hit him with a couple, like, you know, like leaping.
Over and over again.
Yeah, and DC wound up going down from that, and then Stipe got on top of him. DC then, like, body locked him, and there was only, like, 10 seconds left. So Stipe's trying to make room, and he's punching him. He's trying to, you know, get this dude to stop.
Yeah.
And he survives, and then he goes to the corner, and you see Daniel Cormier clearly out of it.
Which round was this?
What happened? What happened? This was second round.
Wow. For DC to get almost stopped that early?
It was pretty crazy.
Stipe bodied the fuck up, too.
Boy, he looked great, man.
Yeah, he looked really good.
I mean, that's like what you want to see out of like a heavyweight fight.
Yeah.
Those guys went five hard rounds. Very good, striking, clean.
And it wasn't like
textbook shit.
Nobody was shut down. Like, DC is so dangerous with his hands.
And both of them were taking shots, you know, back and forth. They were like, oh!
DC a lot with the overhands. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I'll tell you what happened was game changer. Is like, so Stipe got poked, and I think in the first round he got poked.
Or DC, rather. DC got poked.
No.
Stipe got poked.
Stipe got a finger in the eye in, like, the first round, or it could have been even the second round. So then what happened is Stipe then poked DC in the eye, and I think it was, like, the late third round.
Now, are you possibly suggesting that that was a little bit of
retaliation?
Payback?
Retaliation? I don't think it was retaliation. No? I think it was just guys, they're just, you know... They're just didn't, you know,
measuring distance, keeping you away a little
distance,
bit.
And you got to remember, man, with those heavyweights, it's one shot, man, will put you the hell out. You know, it will. So you got to, like, try to keep your guard up and stuff. And it just happened that one finger slipped in. It changed kind of the whole dynamic of the fight. And DC's left eye really, like, swelled shut. Couldn't see anything. It looked kind of like Debo.
I saw there's going to be
100 memes of it. Feel so bad for the guy, you know. Beautiful
Don't disrespect
fight.
DC.
The disrespect.
That
for,
fucking
a,
finger went deep, though, dude. Like, I saw the slow-mo of it.
He went right to the knuck.
Sunk a couple knuckles in his eye. It was pretty nasty.
It was crazy, but it was a beautiful fight, man. It was well worth the money. I would have paid the money right there just to watch that single fight.
If you didn't illegally stream it.
Nope. I paid for it. Dave, I told you.
You got that.
You're just coming into gelato money. Your boy had gelato money for a while.
Who else was on that card?
Sugar Sean O'Malley was the co-main.
How did that go?
It was good, but it was weird, man. So Chito Vera is a bad motherfucker. He throws some nasty, nasty kicks. And he's got real beautiful jiu-jitsu. Really good ground guy. And he's just game,
So
man.
That's an
he's
interesting
a, he's
matchup
a dog.
For
him. Yeah. So what happened is... you know, Sugar's throwing his stuff, and he kind of is bouncing real light on his feet, and then he kind of makes this one, like, bounce forward, and then his foot kind of rolls, and then it looks, you clearly see him, like, high ankle sprain. You know automatically when you see it. So he can't get his feet under him. He can't do the Sugar, you know, bob and weave.
Yeah, his
and
in and out movement is great.
It's gone.
His lateral
it's
movement
all gone.
Is great.
He's flat footed as hell. He's got his back up against the cage. Chito, you know, starts putting pressure on him. You know, he clips him. He goes down to the ground. Chito kind of, like, you know, he hits him with a real hard fucking like elbow. You see Sean's head bounce off the ground.
Oh, wow.
He goes out, you know, and then, like, Chito Vera starts putting it on him. Then they call it.
Oh, shit. They call it. I didn't know he lost.
Corner, and then Sugar Sean O'Malley's corner is like, stop too early. It stopped too early. Chito Vera got on the cage and, like, looked at his corner. Was like, it's the Chito show. It's the Chito
Damn,
show.
Son.
And then, so then they come in. Because if you remember, like, he broke his foot before in a fight. When Rogan interviewed him when he was on the ground.
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, so they.
Was it the same foot?
I don't know if it was the same foot. So they came in, and look, I'm sure he's a tough guy. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to be in there. It's hard to fight. It's a hard business, man. But there are guys that I've seen, like, break legs and break foot. And Connor, I mean, if you remember Connor kicking Nate Diaz for 5 rounds in their rubber match, he clearly broke his foot. But you know what he did? He hobbled out of there.
Yeah.
He got with this team and he left, okay, under his own accord. And there's something about that, whether it's football or MMA, getting up and leaving on your own free will, not being carted off. There's some kind of just pride in that, you know? And as soon as he left the cage, they put him on a stretcher and they got him out of there. And Sugar's kind of doing like the Peter Griffith, the... like he's holding it.
I don't want to see that from him.
Wanna,
I enjoy him.
You don't want to question a guy's like toughness or durability, but when a guy, because I mean, he did like break his foot in that last fight, and he fought kind of on a broken foot, and it was tough and everything. But did he maybe like Milk give up a little bit? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not him. Wow. You know what I'm saying? But all I know is if whatever happens, I'm trying to leave under my own, right. my own free will. You know, my own power. I'm not getting, because I mean, I could attest to that. That getting like hit in football and just being like blast it and then going.
Oh, you played football as a kid?
Oh yeah, dude. I've suffered stupid amount of concussions.
That's why you're ridiculously aggressive.
Yeah, yeah. No, it all makes sense
and
now.
Full of rage.
It all makes sense now.
It's CTE.
That's the CTE, that's baby.
The only way that...
Well, dude, I mean, between fighting, how many concussions I've had, and then yeah. playing football growing up, how many concussions.
Yeah,
I've had well over 10 hard concussions that I remember.
What I don't understand is like...
Or
you
not
know,
remember.
Why? Or not remember. Watching you go back and forth with some of the guys in the gym... And watching you sustain, you know, the damage and deal the damage. And I just don't understand how you're so okay with getting your shit blasted into another dimension. Because my headaches after boxing were so unreal.
I don't know.
I don't understand how... I guess he's just a tougher guy, but...
I mean, I don't know. I was kind of just made durable, you know, between, like I said, football and then growing up with solely my dad. I was never really coddled growing up. So it was, you know, sack up, you know, kind of shit. And
yeah,
just
no, but that's
love,
different. You're not sacking up. You enjoy it.
Love,
I see it.
I love
you.
The competition and aspect of it. I love the chess match with an absolute result if you fuck up. I love that about, like, fighting.
I remember watching you go back and forth with Devontae.
Oh, God.
And
I remember that.
Devontae has center blocks for hands. His hands are so fucking big. He's such a big dude.
Explosive guy,
and,
too.
And he started getting pretty goddamn good enough to tag you pretty hard.
Boy,
and you're tagging him pretty hard.
Yeah, he hit me hard that one time, man.
And
I remember that.
I remember everybody in the gym kind of wrapping it up at the end of the day and stopping to watch this show. And everybody's fucking amazed, and I'm amazed, and it's fucking great, but I'm going... Why is he still doing this, bro? Like, watching you snap each other's heads back.
I've had some great gym wars with, like, Tristan. I mean, me and him, I've called him, and I've said, like, hey, Tristan, I don't know. I have no idea how I got home. And then he was like, oh, my God, dude, me neither. I want to tell you tomorrow. I was like, I don't remember how I got home either. And then I've had a... Me and Eric Nolan, who's a real bad motherfucker, actually. He's like one of the top like amateur middleweights in New Jersey right now. He's a bad dude, man. And I sparred him a couple months before all this stuff like went down with the pandemic and everything. Mm-hmm. And me and him were working. He was getting ready for a fight, and he hit me fucking hard, man. It was one of the hardest I've been hit, where I went on like a surfboard kind of thing where I was like, whoa, and then at the same time I saw like the speckled light thing.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh boy. So then I realized like I gotta bring it, like when I'm, you know, there's no playing around with him. So like I'll never forget the combination. So me and him start working again. So I jab, straight right, switch stance, double jab with the right, straight left.
Yeah.
And if I put it together, it's a real fluid, beautiful combination. And I fucking cracked him. And I mean, like, he got me. I got him. It was just, we went to fucking town, man.
You put me.
It was great. It was a great sparring session.
You've put me in outer space where I saw the stars. And I remember distinctively being like, I didn't go, I got to get Jay back. I went, okay, hold on. Can you fucking hold on for a second? Can we just stop for a second? Because it was like, it's everything is... Ground feels like liquid. It feels like you're on a boat.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Shout out to Eric. He hit me and I was like, oh my God. I was like, I felt like I was on that thing where there's like, it's the cylinder and then there's a
board
on
top
of it. That's kind of what getting knocked out, or at least right there on the cusp, feels like.
All right. Well, I do want to, because we're getting a little long in the tooth here with the episode, and I want to go to some of the fan questions that we got, because we did
fan questions, fan questions.
So to our boy Tristan, that's what reminded me, because Tristan sent a very disrespectful question.
He was here yesterday when
and,
he sent.
I don't like his question, but we'll answer it. The question is, when are we canceling Dave for his Epstein flights? And what I gotta say is the one
now
thing. Now listen here, Tristan, we just. There's a running joke on this show, and it's that, you know, Dave just doesn't have avocado money. Dave just got gelato money.
Dave's
all these
a liar.
Very, all these very disrespectful
that one's true.
things about my
income.
It's a class thing. It's a class war.
It's a level here.
Very classist of Jay to be for throwing sure. these things around. But what I will say to my alleged flights on the Lolita Express to Epstein's Island is that
to the Bad Baby Express
to the Bad Baby. My wife, by the way, was like, well, how many of my friends follow Bad Baby?
You don't want to know.
Quite a many.
You don't want to know.
Quite a many. If you're following Bad Baby, you got to stop, boys, because we're going to find you.
And then we're just going to run like one of those movie things at the end of this that mm-hmm. just has a list of names.
The credits. Big thank you to all the people who follow Bad Baby. But your boy couldn't afford a flight on the Lolita Express to Epstein's Island.
Couldn't afford a soda on that flight.
If I sold my son to Epstein's Island, I still couldn't afford a flight to Epstein's Island. So very disrespectful of you, Tristan, and I'm very upset about that, but I'm willing to let it slide this time.
Watch your mouth, sweetheart.
Oh, and you're going to watch your mouth, all right? drawn from the mind, our good friend Nathan Baird,
I like Nate.
From across the pond. Slinger of dope artwork all over the internet.
Slinger of dick and slinger of dope artwork.
Slinger of fat dicks and dope artwork. Says, do you get more fluff in your belly button or your bum crack?
Well, first off, you lie me. We call it...
Call it lint.
Not
but
fluff
all right.
here.
That's okay. We do get what
and
you're
I'm
saying,
I'm sorry
though.
For the limey thing, but...
That was a little disrespectful. You got a little carried away.
Jay,
didn't
you say you like him?
I do like him, but Jay just has rage just boiling just beneath the surface. Yeah. And don't insult him. When I told him I was going to slap him in the mouth, he stepped on my foot so fucking hard that I will be limping out of this studio today. So watch yourself.
And Nate, we got baby wipes across the pond. That's how
we do.
We
got baby wipes. Oh, shout out to Nathan for his he's got a baby on the way. So big shout out to Baby Baird.
Congratulations, bro.
But I will start. Actually, no. I want you to can you answer the question first? It's a very important question. Do you get more lint in your belly button or your butt crack?
I don't get a lot of lint in my butt crack. I wear boxer briefs, so there's not like a lot of dingleberry action going on.
Keeping
there.
It tight
and
for
I wear,
the boys.
And I use baby wipes, so I never get that residual. You know.
You need a little bit of adhesive left
in
the crack.
Yeah, yeah. I
to
definitely
accumulate.
I will occur a little of that little you
in
know
belly button
little belly button lint.
Mine's a little sweaty right now.
Oh.
Nah, it's pretty clean. It smells good, too. I don't know. I don't want to go in the boxers for the butt cracks. I'll go on the outside, but it feels pretty.
Mine's
I gotta
good.
Say,
I'm good. I would say definitely belly button.
I would say actually butt crack because the boxer briefs are tighter and constantly rubbing against the crack, whereas, like, you know, sometimes you wear loose shirts and it doesn't really. I think if you had more friction going on with a tight shirt rubbing against it, you would. Some of that. The hair is a little abrasive and it would relinquish some of that.
If I'm wearing a black shirt, especially, I notice that I get, like, the black belly button.
Oh, if I have new boxers, brand new boxers, then the boys are collecting a little bit of a mountain of yarn down
well,
there.
Nate, thanks for the question.
Thank you for
congratulations
the
question.
On the baby. Now, shout out to Frame of Mind Art, Trevin.
I like this guy so
one of
much.
Our good buddies.
And I've never really actually met him.
Never met him. But that's the beauty of the CCC is I've never met any of these people, but I love them to death. Do you have any food combinations that you eat that people might think is disgusting?
Fried chicken and cocaine.
Now, I don't... That's a combination. A little bitter. A little bitter. I think it takes away from the fried chicken.
One time, I tried eating a hamburger. No shit. When I was coked up out of my mind. I'll never forget it. Stephanie picked me up. She's got a hamburger for me. Mm-hmm. And she goes, here. It was the nicest thing ever. She goes,
shout out,
here,
Steph.
Honey. You probably didn't eat all day. I figure you were hungry. I was like,
wow.
That's so nice of you.
Wow.
Did not know that I've been doing cocaine for the end of the evening, pretty much...
For the past 7 hours.
End of the evening. And I was like, boy, that's nice. And I can't let her know that I'm all yacked out of my mind. So I start like eating this burger like and trying to swallow it when my throat is all numb. And I'm like, trying to, you know, washing it down with the orange high C. Dude.
Didn't work out.
It was the heart. Dude, it was like eating. It was like, imagine eating cement.
Yeah,
I could only imagine that's what it would be like, where it's like taking spoonfuls of cement,
sure,
trying to get that down your fucking throat.
Did you finish it?
No, I told her. I was like, you know what? I'm not hungry today. I'm like,
you know what, babe? I'm on cocaine. It's not going to work out.
She's like, really? A McDouble with Big Mac sauce, and you're going to throw that out the window?
Wow. Dude, I was like, but let's take a minute to appreciate that she asked for Big Mac sauce on that McDouble. Talk about a fucking ride or die.
That's why you marry
That's
her.
Wife material right
that's
there.
That's it.
I don't know about any particular food combinations that I eat that people find disgusting, but I do, in fact, put mayonnaise on virtually everything.
Well, I like, you know what my food combination of choice has been recently? So I take chocolate protein milk, right?
Oh, yeah, you were mentioning
And I'll it. Shake that up, or I'll put it in the blender, you mm-hmm. know, and just get, like, a protein, you know, almond milk with right. chocolate. And then I'll take, like, some, like, Cocoa Puffs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just pour that over, and I have a nice bowl of, like, protein milk with, like, cereal.
That kind
and
of stuff is, makes me like you a lot.
It is absolutely delicious. I'm going to have a fat fucking bowl of that when this is all
Hearing
over.
You describe that genuinely makes me smile. I don't know what it is. Something about the big man covered in tattoos with all the rage beneath the surface eating this delectable chocolate, crunchy, yummy, smooth, like, oh, that really warms my heart, man.
It's really good.
It's nice
really
to know because I do sometimes forget that you're not just a rage-filled ape with world destruction at the forefront of his brain at all times, and that you do have a soft spot and you do kind of adorable things.
Thank
and that's
you.
One of them.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. all right, and then lastly, Magnum Memes. Shout out to Magnum Memes. He is a member of the CCC, but also...
Today, by Magnum Memes, art!
Art!
Question mark.
There was no question mark for the last... Alien? Alien. He said... Now, this is actually an interesting topic. He said, dating apps, net negative or net positive?
Well, dating apps. When I got into dating, there was no apps for dating. It was you go to a bar, you hopefully get liquored up enough to find a gal to go home and enjoy the rest of your evening with.
That's what life was like
but
in the 70s.
I was saying, if Stephanie should die and I go on Tinder, I'm right. going to use the fuck out of those.
So
things.
you think that they're valid? I mean, they
Dude,
are, right?
I'd be doing two things, slinging rotors and crushing puss.
Hey,
if I... Slinging rotors
hey,
and slinging
she is still
dick.
Alive.
I'm just you know, saying.
My wife went in on me. She didn't go in on me, but she was like, really? Yeah, Britney Spears has a slamming body. And I was like, but
she
babe, she
does. Have a, that's like me telling Cindy, be like, no, Ryan Reynolds is
yeah,
not that good looking.
Of course Ryan Reynolds
course
is a stud.
He's beautiful.
If he's got a fat dick on him, life just isn't fair. And we know that for
no,
a fact. You
I
don't think,
Ryan
Reynolds
has a
fat
dick?
Piece.
Normal,
it's probably
like,
a handsome one,
four
though.
4 inch and just hanging. And then it goes 6 when it's erect.
Okay.
Just a normal dick.
I
can't give you everything, Ryan.
I do want to.
Sorry.
That's why I'm not tall. But I do want to take a moment to be real. Like, imagine being single right now. It's a rough world out
I'd
there.
I'd have HIV.
Especially
oh, no, that's not, that doesn't even exist anymore.
No, it doesn't exist anymore. And it's definitely not a death sentence.
I'd be,
you'd be just
crushing.
Fine. I have HIV right now.
Sex.
But I know some people who are,
Got
you know,
the clap.
30-something and single. And it's rough, man, because there is so much.
Really? Well, you know what it is? It's like,
you think you'd do very well? You're
think,
a handsome guy. You got cool
I think
stuff going
I
on.
I think I would do really good.
Yeah.
But I think it would get
That's
lonely.
That's a lot of confidence, guys.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'd crush puss.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, I mean, if you
but
know
I,
you'd crush puss, then you would crush
but
puss.
But the thing is, I can only imagine, like, how much I could do that for before I'd get, like, really lonely.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about, like...
Oh, I see
sleeping
it.
Next to somebody who really loves you and mm-hmm. gets you a McDouble when you're all coked up.
With Big Mac sauce.
What a gal she is. And then, you know, not having somebody like that got to be, like, sad.
Yeah,
like,
I think
when people go, oh, you're married? And I go, yeah, but it's a nice thing, dude. I love my wife. I love being around her. She makes me laugh. I think she's fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have fucking married her if I didn't. And I feel bad for people who don't experience or get that, you know?
Yeah, I know some people. That, do you like, know some single people?
I don't really know too many people, honestly.
Not these
Actually,
days?
No, I do. I know a couple people. Yeah.
And do you feel like, to some extent, there's an under-the-surface sadness that they're...
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
That's
there,
how I feel with the single people I know.
There's something
as well.
Missing, you know, like.
But we sound like married guys. Like, oh, true. Single shit is whack. Like, it would be.
I'm
cool
sure
to
it'd
be
fun for a little while. But
for a little while,
there's definitely something missing. Like how I have 10 fingers, and some people only have 9.
Right.
Shelly.
Right. Now that's it's a little uncalled
there's
for.
There's something.
It's a little aggressive.
Something is missing.
Now, and like Shelly is also a single man who...
So he's missing a loved one and a finger.
And beneath the surface, right beneath that stub of a finger that he's got going on, I think there's a tremendous amount of sadness. He's always smiling, and he's always having a good time. But I think it's a front for the tremendous amount of deep, dark sadness that comes creeping in every time he thinks of
every time he sees a keyboard, he probably gets pissed.
He doesn't...
He's missing, like, the K and the L constantly.
Don't delve into the the personal and maybe subtle flaws that he has because he has no finger.
Shout out to Shell Bell, though. I like that.
But I do think that dating apps are great because social media has put such a weird thing on how to behave around women and how to behave around men if you're dating.
I honestly don't know how to be around women now. Like, there's an awful lot of consent you got to get before you guys get actually down to business. I mean, I would take like a video of her saying yes. I would also absolutely want to see identification. You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of like, if you know,
historically, have you had success with women?
Yeah, I've done well.
So if you could give people, like, let's say some of our single listeners, these guys that just can't, I can't give advice to the women, but to the guys that just can't seem to figure it out, what are some simple things that you think you could, advice-wise, give them to just kind of improve the game a little bit for them?
Honestly, I don't even know because I'm so far removed from the game.
It's hard, yeah.
It's a whole new world out there with, like, the computer because most people that I meet now that I've never, you know, we haven't been, like, life friends.
Oh, yeah.
They've met their loved ones or people that they're dating online, and I'm, like, I'm totally out of my realm because I'm a, you know... Like, get me in an interview process, I kill, but I got to be in your face, you know, to be able to for you to get it, you got to be here with me, you know?
Yeah, my mom actually met my stepdad on Match.com, I think.
Oh, yeah?
They've been married for fucking, 14 years, something, a long time.
FakeNativeAmericans.com?
No, that's not. That's
Farmers?
Not.
Farmers only?
My mom did have a...
Fake Native Americans only?
Actually, my aunt has a fair bit of Native American...
Cherokee's
shit
only.
In the basement, which is weird because she doesn't...
Of course they do.
We're not a Native American. If I could give a guy advice, and this is the advice that I always give to anybody who's single and just can't quite figure it out. I mean, take care of yourself, obviously, right? Yeah. Health-wise, physical health-wise, put some fucking effort forth.
Hey, man, have some pride.
Look at this guy. Button up. Right? In shape, tatted up, handsome guy. Nothing needs to be said here. This is crazy what's going on right here.
We can't
do
anything with the height.
But we try.
But we're platforms. Sorry. Go ahead. Okay. You were saying?
I was saying, I lost my fucking train of thought, man. I'm really upset now.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. But the second most important thing is, because looks are first most important. Second most important thing is be fucking fun. You know? Come off as somebody who's silly and fun, who's easy to be around, who's chill, who's fun, who's,
now,
you know.
Like, now, what do you say to a person who's none of those things? Maybe touch of Asperger's. Because I got buddies like that.
Well, we watch a show.
I tell him, I go, hey, Doug, you're going to be single
don't say
and
his
you're
going
to die alone.
No, you watch a show for all the wrong reasons about, you know, people on the spectrum finding love. And so.
It's true. And if those guys can, then
you
can
too.
Doug can.
But Doug, hey Doug, just try to be fun. Smile a little bit, not in a creepy way.
Can't do that.
Some jokes would be
you
nice.
Think your teeth are bad?
Tell some my teeth are fucking great besides that one. Tell some stories. Also, don't it's easier to meet women, I think, in a group. In a group. Your buds and their buds.
Well, you gotta talk, man. Yeah. You know, you gotta if you're not easy on the eyes, you better be able to fucking, you know, you better have the gift of gab.
Well,
being funny helps.
I think that's the note that I'd like to end on is if you're any of our single fans, friends, and family out there who are just trying to figure it out, start by taking fucking care of your bod and then being fun. Just be fun. And if you can't be fun, be fucking nice.
There you go. Guys, thank you very much. This is Dave and Jay, and we're out.
Bye-bye. Mwah-mwah.
Dave and Jay vs. the World.